Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, and thank you, distinguished delegates, for your support and your helpful questions. There are a few questions around the victim-centred approach policy. Within the IGO and particularly the investigations function, we have adopted a victim-centred approach for all types of investigations that we undertake, but obviously it's much more crucial for our sexual misconduct investigation work. Essentially, our victim-centred approach is about the way we engage with victims. So it's about avoiding re-traumatisation, focusing on their safety and their rights, expressed needs and choices, with a view to try and give them as much support as is possible within the context of doing an investigation that enables us to be able to hold people to account for the acts they perpetrate within the system that we have. So it's very much around the style of the way we work, and we work very closely with colleagues in UNHCR management, in particular with the victim support officer, to make sure that support is provided as early as possible. There are a couple of questions around the EQA, our UNDP assessment, our external assessment for investigations, and what have we not been able to do. There are a number of recommendations around the ratio of investigators to investigations, and there are some questions around having more lower level posts to enable us to improve the diversity. It is a challenge within the context of the investigation community to recruit a diverse workforce, and we are making good progress on that. We are more majority female than male, and we have a diverse geographic and age and ethnic distribution, but there is obviously more we can do, and that was one of the recommendations. There are also some recommendations around doubling up on certain interviews for certain cases. All of the policy work and the intellectual improvements that could be made have been made and have been put in place. And there's a similar question related to our work in able to undertake training and support for other parties. So the training on sexual investigation for NGO colleagues, that's now been finalised, and I believe it's going to be released publicly, if not this week, but in the very near future. And that is a significant piece of work. And in another question related to that around interagency cooperation. So we do work very closely with all of my equivalents across the system, in particular with my IG colleagues for the other two field-based agencies, UNICEF and WFP. On the SEA trends, the analysis in this, that we did internally was primarily about trying to identify themes, geographic themes, policy themes, and we is a start of answering some of those questions. And some of the data are very sensitive, so that's why I haven't set it out in a public forum. So, and obviously we hold those data securely to protect the individual cases. So some of the analysis is showing us where we think we have particular geographic issues, types of programming, types of perpetrator, etc. So that's been shared with management colleagues, and we're working very closely with them to work through it. In terms of the intake unit, we have a new SOP, and in fact, because we're trying to balance the increasing workload, we are looking at ensuring that our intake process is more robust than it has been in the past. So in other words, we do a deeper assessment and see if there is a better party to which to refer the allegation to, a good counterpart, or whether we can actually close the case at that point, having done a little bit more work than just a quick assessment, rather than passing over to investigation colleagues. And finally, just on training others, we do train others through every time we go to the field, and I'm hoping we will return to the field in quarter four. In particular, NGO colleagues, we will be continuing to arrange sessions whenever we're in country or in region with NGO colleagues. And we've been doing a number of those online, but they're obviously much better in person, so we'll be continuing to do that as well. In terms of staff appreciation, I think it depends on what basis they become a client of mine. So it depends on which side of the house. I would like to think on the assurance coordination side of the house, we do get good appreciation. On the investigation side of the house, we try to do our investigations in a way that's helpful and supportive and balances the right of both those who are accused and those who are victims raising complaints and concerns. We haven't done a formal assessment of feedback on that, but I think the general feedback is that the investigation team is well respected for the work that it does. And I think some of the work around handing some of the management issues across to management colleagues, which the Deputy High Commissioner has been leading around the triage mechanism, will help us to focus on the cases where we can add most value, which are those misconduct cases. So I would hope that people are seeing us as being the place to quietly solve problems rather than loudly shout about them, and that will be my approach for the next 5 years.